Alistair Cook, The Essential Letters from America, the 1990s. By 1990, Alistair Cook and Letter from America occupied a unique place in British broadcast journalism. For Radio 4 listeners, Cook's voice was part of the weekly rhythm of their lives, providing not only a reliable source of wisdom, wit, and information on current events, but also a deep sense of continuity with the past. Now into his 80s, and having given up other regular commitments, he was at last able to give his exclusive attention to the weekly letter. In fact, he'd taken on something of a new lease of life. In 1990, he'd given up smoking, and 2 years later had finally been persuaded by his wife Jane to have some much-needed surgery on his right knee. He had suffered more and more pain from his knee over the years, affecting his mobility, his golf, and also his temper. After what was called a total knee reconstruction, Cook's vitality was restored, and he really seemed 10 years younger, according to his friends and family. He had ensured, of course, that he could record his letters during his stay in hospital. By the early 1990s, President Bush was in the middle of an historic presidency. On his watch, the Berlin Wall had come down, and Soviet Russia's collapse had effectively brought about the end of the Cold War. But Bush was reticent about these successes. He had none of his predecessor Ronald Reagan's charisma and flair for the big occasion. He told his aides, "I am not going to dance on the Berlin Wall," when they urged him to make the most of the West's triumph. As the television pictures of the jubilant Berliners dismantling the wall went around the world, Bush's own response was less than historic. He merely said, "I am very pleased with this development." Despite his reticence, President Bush's undisputed leadership of the free world...